Hello, and welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're delving into pop culture, and we're relating the gospel reading of the day to a film that we feel is particularly relevant. To do this, I'm joined by Father Peter Malone of the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Now, I should say that this year, Father Peter is several thousand miles away in Australia, so we've basically Skyped him in Melbourne. Third week of Advent, Sunday. Today, Peter, we're looking at the film Of Gods and Men, or to give it its proper French title, Des Hommes et des Dieux.
Well, I wanted to speak about it at some stage, James, because I think it's a very beautiful film, one of the most authentically religious films I've seen in a long time, very Catholic film. And while I'm going to talk about John the Baptist and Jesus talking about him, which I think applies to the Trappist monks in the film focuses on an episode in the 90s in Algeria, that there was a monastery of Trappist monks who worked with the Muslims around, were held in great respect. And in the uprisings, and it's very hard to know whether it was rebels or whether it was perhaps the army, they did round up the monks and they executed them. And there has been a lot of inquiries in recent years as to what actually happened. So I think this film contributes to understanding what did happen. But the prior wrote a wonderful letter, and the film uses his letter, whole spirituality of working with people in the context, say, of Islam in Algeria, of service to the poor, of monks and their contemplative life, and a whole spirituality even of martyrdom. In the Gospel today, John the Baptist's disciples come to Jesus and ask, is he the one? And Jesus sends them back to say, you know, the lame walk, the blind see. But he asks people about the Baptist himself, and he says, you know, what did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind, or someone wearing fine clothing? No. And in a way, that describes these monks, that there they are in the desert, and we see them living their lives in the monastery, their different personalities, and also one of them, a very benign monk, who is the leader who has to make the decisions about whether they'll stay or whether they'll go, knowing that they should be killed. So in a sense, it, to me, was a good reflection on the gospel, the good that Jesus did, and his praise of John the Baptist for the kind of person, completely self-giving, that he was.